Okay. Shalom. Maybe I'll announce before the shiur. Next week we'll have a regular shiur Bli Neder on Tuesday night. In the next 2 weeks I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Amen. Maybe you can find out. I'm coming back to Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, the 26th. So it's a shach to give a shiur on Wednesday night. The room will be available. Okay. So maybe the second week. I'll be away 2 Tuesdays, but that Wednesday night, Wednesday the 26th of November, is the night before Thanksgiving night. So then I'll be able to say the shiur on Wwednesday night instead of Tuesday night. Good, Bli Neder. Okay. Yes, gotta send the email. Okay. We're up to the Mishnah. You dalet him an aleph. On Shabbos there are 39 ovis malachas, and one of the malachas is hashoychet. It's lav davka hashoychet. If you trample on a bug and you crush it, that's also netilas neshama. If you kill an animal, you kill a person, whatever. In addition to being ritzicha, you kill a person, there's an issa netilas neshama if you kill any animal. So if one shechts on Shabbos, he's doing a malacha deraisa. So the Mishnah says on Yom Kippur also, on Yontif there's a heter echel nefesh. If you want to eat the food, you're allowed to shecht the kosher behemah. But on Shabbos and Yom Kippur there is no heter echel nefesh. So he's in violation of a malacha. Shechet b'Shabbos or Yom Kippurim, afapishim is chayv b'nafshi. Even on Shabbos he's chayv misa. And Yom Kippur he's chayv koris. Nonetheless, shchitasa ksheira. The shchita is good b'dieved. Shchita is good b'dieved. So here, Tosus has a famous kasha. The top Tosus is bothered with a kasha. We learned earlier in the Perek that if a person is a mumer, there are 613 mitzvahs. Many of the mitzvahs don't apply b'zman hazeh. We don't have a beis hamikdash. We don't have karbonis. We're so far away from that. So from the mitzvahs that do apply b'zman hazeh, Shabbos, kashrus, taras hamishpacha, tzitzis, and tefillin, everything does apply. If a person violates 51% of what he knows about, whatever he does know is b'shege. Let's say what he does know. He knows that there are 100 mitzvahs that apply today, and he violates 55 out of the 100, so that's a mumer dina kakum. What if he's only a mumer to do one aver, mumer l'dever echot, so that's not dina kakum, unless it's one of the two, mumer l'avodah zarah. Even though he keeps all the other mitzvahs, but he worships avodah zarah. So mumer l'avodah zarah dina kenachri. And mumer l'chal Shabbos b'farhesia is dina kenochri. L'chal Shabbos shaloi b'farhesia is an avera, but it's not dina kenochri. So here the Rishonim ask Akasha, why is it so pashat ha-shechet b'Shabbos shchitos ha-ksheira, but if he's shechting b'farhesia, if he's shechting, if he's doing the shchita b'farhesia, so mumer l'chal Shabbos b'farhesia dina ka'akum, and dina ka'akum should be shchitos ha-nevela. So there's zok that he's shechting b'farhesia. Farhesia means that he doesn't care, he's not embarrassed, he does it in public. So that's a whole discussion. So Tosfos, the top Tosfos raises that issue. So the Tosfos says at the end, Tosfos has a chiddush, Chal Shabbos b'farhesia dina kaka means that it's rogel b'kach, that he did it a few times. Just for being Chal Shabbos once b'farhesia, noch nish dina kakum. He has to have a huchzak b'kach, he has to do a few times. So that's a question whether that's really correct. Other Rishonim disagree. They say it's not so. Other Rishonim say Mechal Shabbos once. Is there any Dina Kenachri? But that's only Mechal Shabbos Befersi. If it's not Befersi, it's not Dina Kakum.
No matter how many times does it?
Those who learn Yerideya, now you learn Yerideya, they don't teach Hilcha Shechita. But years ago, when you learned Yerideya, so you had to learn Hilcha Shechita. So on the bottom of the page, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this on top, they printed the Oris of Rabbi Akiva Eger that he had on his margin of his Shulchan Aruch Yerideh. So they have the comment Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes from the Maharit on this daf. There's a Sefer Chidushim Maharit. Maharit lived at the same time as Rabbi Yosef Karo in Tzfat. He was part of the Beis Yosef's Bezen. So the Maharit has on this daf a famous kasha. There is a machloikes Abai Verove in the beginning of Tmura. What if you have a milsa dam rachmana loy sabit? There's an issue that the Torah says you're not allowed to do something. You go ahead and you do it. You weren't allowed to do it. You go ahead and you do it. Cannot bring about a chalois. So it's a machlokes Abaye v'Rav, and there are two gerses who says which way. We usually pass on like Rav, except for the Yalkagam, except for the six cases, we pass on like Abaye. So here it's unclear which way does Abaye say, which way does Rav say, and it's unclear in the Raman which way the Raman passes on this general topic. Milsa Darmachman, it's called Yovid Lamahani. If a person goes ahead and he does some activity which the Torah prohibits him from doing, can you assume that that brings about a chalos? Why is it in the beginning of Maseches Tmura? Because that's exactly the story by Tmura. The Torah says, if you have a carbon, you've designated a carbon, and you decide, why did I give such a valuable behemoth? Let me replace it, let me switch it, let me give a less expensive behemoth. Or his Magdush, a less expensive behemoth, and he feels that's cheap, that's not covered Ashchina. I should give a better behemoth, a fatter behemoth. So the Torah says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamaro, so you're not allowed to exchange it. Tov b'ra'u ra b'tov. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to change it for the better, for the worse. There's a prohibition. You're not allowed to say harezu tachazu. And if you say harezu tachazu, I want this animal to substitute for that animal. So the Mishnah says you get malchus because you violated the law of lo yachlifenu v'lo yamaro. And the Torah says, mehema yomir. And if you went ahead and you did say harezu tachazu, so the original carbon will not be yotze l'chulin. But the one that you wanted should substitute for the old one, Vayahu is Marasa. Yeah, Kodesh, the new one, the Tmura does become Kodesh. The one that was Kodesh from before remains Kodesh. You don't have the ability to remove the Kedusha. The only way you can remove the Kedusha is if the Korban gets a Mum Kavua, and then you paid it. So then you remove the Kedusha. But the Kozmana doesn't have a Mum Kavua, there's no way to remove the Kedusha. So the Torah says, lo yachlifenu, you're not allowed to make such a statement, harezu tachazu. But if you went ahead and you said it, mehema yomer, hayuhu is marasi kodesh, it does become kodesh. So the Gemara says, there you have it, there's a pasuk in the Chumash. Declaring tmura is a milsa darmachmana loy sabit, it's a matter the Torah forbids you from doing, and it does bring about a chalos. You see that yovid is mahani. So the machleg zabai v'rova, so the Gemara answers that kash. You have other psukim, maybe that's the exception to the rule. That's the whole machlokes Abaye v'Rav. Is that the rule or is that the exception to the rule? So here the Maharit asks this kasha, and Rabbi Kevega quotes this famous kasha. Why is Hashecha b'Shabbos Chitosa Ksheira? Why shouldn't you apply that rule? How can it be a Mishnah? Everybody agrees, but it's a machlokes Abaye v'Rav. Milsa Dar Rachman Alay Sabid. He went ahead and he shechts on Shabbos. That's a malocha. So how can it be Lachala Deish Chitosa Ksheira? If you hold the Yovid Loi Mahani, I should say that the Shechita is not Chal. That's the Maritz Kasha. So in the yeshivas today, nobody learns the Maharit anymore. It's out of style. They just learn Rab Chaim Soloveitchik and Rab Velvela Soloveitchik and Rab Baruch Be'er and so on. So Rab Ochana Vassaman has a whole essay on this Kasha. And Rab Velvela says the same. And it seems like this is the yeshivish style, this is the briska Torah. The whole machlekes, Abaye v'Rav, Yovid Mahani, Yovid Lamahani is, let's say a man will be Mekadesh Anisha, a Kohen will give a ring to a Grusha, say Hariat Mekadeshesli. He's not allowed to marry a Grusha. So if he goes and he marries a Grusha, he did an Avera. So when you Mekadesh Anisha, you have to have Das. If a person is half asleep, a person is in a sleep, he's in a trance, sleepwalking, and he says to him, Hariyam Mukadashasli, there's no Das Kiddush. So here, there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rav, but the Torah doesn't authorize you, the Torah doesn't give you permission to marry a Grusha. Let's say a Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Mamzeris. The Torah doesn't give you permission. What do you mean? You go ahead, you give a ring, and say Hariyam Mukadashasli. If not for the laws in the Torah, there wouldn't exist such an institution as marriage. And the marriage is only chal with your Das, and the Torah says you have no right to express the Das. Have an art to express a das, so maybe the das can't bring about a chalos. But over here, by shchita, the animal shchita does need kavana. We just learned the Gemara. You don't have to have kavana to shecht. L'choladei is not. There's only machlekes where the shchita even needs kavana chaticha simanim. And we paskin, you don't even need that. The Gemara said you throw a knife to hit a target on the wall, and then a chicken runs in between. And it gets geshach, and so that's a kosher shchita. There was a koyach kavas. It's not that with the koyach of das bailim you create a shchita. Shchita doesn't need any das bailim. If you did the shchita properly, the mele it's going to be mutter. So here, that's what Rabbi Chana Vassaman says. Not Sarav Alvelo Salvechik writes. It probably comes from Rab Chaim that the whole topic of Yavid Lamahani doesn't have any application here. Yavid Lamahani is only in a case where you need Dasa Adam. The Marit doesn't answer like that. Marit answers something else. But these are the two famous topics that are really side topics, both of them. The Kasha, the Tesvis, and the others, the Ramam and the Pirush HaMishnais raises. Amchal Shabbos should be dinah kinochri. So anochri shushachat is shchitos and avela. So how can it say kshem? So the answer, it wasn't befehesia. Only amchal Shabbos befehesia is dinah kinochri. The Tosfos answered also that you need two or three times. That's a chiddush. Tosfos says amchal Shabbos befehesia dinah kakam is only if he did a few times. Then the other famous kasha that they ask is, why should it be shchitos and kshem? Why don't you say milsa dam rachmana lo sabed yovid lo mahani? It's a machlekes habay v'rove. And the Shaila had the Ramam Paskins Laloha, there seem to be contradictions in the Ramam. So if you hold the Yovid Lai Mehani, so how can the Mishnah say that Shchitos Hakshir? So the Yeshivish Teretz today is that the only time you say Yovid Lai Mehani is when you need Das Bailim. So the Torah doesn't give you permission to be Mekadosh Mamzeris. The Torah doesn't give the Kohen permission to be Mekadosh the Grusha. He has no permission, so he had no right to express that Das. So that das doesn't count. Nishken balabas to express that das. But over here you don't need das. If a person shechts with that das, it's also good. Fine. So the Mishnah makes a statement. You shecht on Shabbos shchitos hekshere. Comes the Gemara, and they quote Amar Rav Huna. He says, Dora shchia barav mishmei derav. The son of Rav said, the name of his father, yes, the Mishnah says shchitos hekshere, but it's asura b'achila liyama. That day you're not allowed to eat it. You can eat when you shech the behema on Shabbos, or you shech the chicken on Shabbos, you can eat it on Matzoi Shabbos, but you can't eat it on Shabbos. Why not? Yeah, Kedushin Ischal, yeah. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that the Kedushin Achal, but the Gemara says, is that pasuk the rule or the exception to the rule? The Gemara has a fantastic pasuk. Pasuk in Chumash says, Ki seyena liyish tei noshim, he has two wives. One of them he loves very much, the other one he doesn't like. He doesn't have shalom bayis. And the bein apchor is lasniya. So because he hates the mother, so one would have a havamina that the firstborn is not entitled to pishnayim. So the Torah says wrong. His ben ahuva, he's not allowed to choose the ben ahuva al pnei be'asnua, because the ben asnua yakir, he's entitled. So why should I think just because the father doesn't have shalom bayis with the mother, so that son shouldn't be entitled to pishnayim? What kind of a silly havamina is that? So the Gemara says snua doesn't mean that the husband doesn't get along with the wife. Snua means snua ben isoeo, snua lefnei amokim. Her marriage is prohibited. Achas ahuva, one is a beloved marriage with the blessings of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Her marriage is prohibited. So the Torah talking about a person who is married to two wives, and it says kisihieno. The word havaya means tvisus kiddushin. The man is married to two wives, and one of them is a permissible marriage. The other one is a prohibited marriage, and he's still married to her. The kiddushin atofsin. So the Gemara says, how seriously prohibited is the prohibited marriage? Was he mekadosh aneshes ish? Was it Mekadosh Bito, Imo? Was it Mekadosh Achabi Krisis? The Gemara learns that from another pasuk. No. Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Mechabi Krisis. So who is it? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. It must be Chabi Lavin, it must be Chabi Yesei. Each Tana has their four different versions of which prohibited marriage are you talking about. The Gemara comes to there's one version, there are four versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. When a Kiddushin Tovsin. So one version holds, one version of Rabbi Akiva is, that the pasuk is only talking about one and only case. The husband is a kohen gadol, and he's married to two wives. One of the wives is an isa esei the kohen gadol. He married one wife who's a ba'ula the kohen gadol. Because any other, chayvi lavin, any other isa esei, let's say someone marries mitzvi v'adoimi. You're not allowed to marry mitzvi v'adoimi, and his gairu, but if you do, it's only a violation of an esei. There's no love. Amonim ayavi is a love. Lo yav amonim ayavi b'kal Hashem. Mitzvah v'daim is shtei dor shlishi yav alayim b'kal Hashem. Dor rishon and dor sheni is an isa resi. It's not an isa love. So there's one version that Rabbi Akiva holds. All of these people are zen kiddush and tofsin. All the chayvi lavin and the isa esei hashavah b'kol, the mitzvah v'daim, en kiddush and tofsin. All those, The one and only case where Kiddushin Tovsin is an Iser Esei to the Kohen Gadol. So the Pasuk is talking about one and only case. Kisiena Le'ish, there's only one man in the world, the Kohen Gadol, and he's married to two wives, one be Iser. How can he be married? How's Kiddushin Tovsin? So Gemara says, according to the one version of Rabbi Akiva, the Pasuk, it's a Dochik Pshat in the Pasuk. How can you say the Pasuk is only talking about a Kohen Gadol? He's married to two wives, and the one that's Biser is only an Iser Esei. So the Gemara says, what can we do? Rabbi Akiva darshan dola psukim. So this pasuk pushes itself into the corner. The kro dochi kamuki anafshei. Because of the way Rabbi Akiva darshan dola psukim, so you have no brary, you have no choice. This pasuk is only talking about one and only case. So the Gemara has that whole discussion. That the pasuk teaches you that kiddush and atopsin, at least by one ishua hasura. So that's the Gemara has a machlekes. Is this the rule? Or is this the exception to the rule? By Chayvi Krisis and Kiddushin Tovsin. Here the Pasuk says, at least one case, Kisien Lish Achas Nua, he's married to a woman who's Nua Benisua and the Kiddushin Atovsin. And each one is a Pasuk, that Chayvi Krisis are not Kiddushin Tovsin. In this case, it is Kiddushin Tovsin. So that's the Machloikis in the Gemara, by Verabba, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. That's an agoda. The Gemara has an agoda that everything goes in order. The Parshas Kiseitz, it begins with the din of Ifastoyer. And we really don't recommend it because you're going to marry Ifastoyer. You're going to have a Ben Sora Mora. You're going to marry Ifastoyer. At the end of the story is going to be Snua. It's going to be Snua. That's a whole agadic interpretation. And here the Gemara is talking about the halachic interpretation. So the Gemara says Kisiera means Tvisas Kiddushin. And Snua means Snua Benisoer. And it's a prohibited marriage. So the Gemara says, this is the mocker that Kiddush and Atov Simichai V'Elavin. Then you have another Pasuk, Kiddush and Atov Simichai V'Krisis. So that's a machlekes, which is the rule and which is the exception to rule. This is the whole mocker of the whole topic of the Yavid Mahani. Yeah, but you're right. According to the Agoda, the Rashi and Chumash quotes, so the Pasuk is talking about the Yifas Toyer. So it's the whole Pshat doesn't fit in.
One had
gave birth
9 months, one gave birth 7 months. So,
Kor
is Rish's owner, not
yeah.
When it was born.
That's the, a tricky, the quote, after the Vilna Goin passed away, so people were printing Dibre Torah, name of the Vilna Goin. So that's one of the first things that they printed, that the Pasuk doesn't reach there. It says, the older love on him, Ha'ahuva, Ha'asnuwa, the Ahuva had a baby first. Then the Snua had a baby after. So how can it say Bahaya Bein Abchor LaSnua? How can it be that the Snua had the firstborn? But it says Yolda Labanim HaHuva. So they quoted, they claimed in the name of the Vilna Goyen, the Leda, the beginning of birth, Yolda Labanim HaHuva gave birth first by Snua. But because the Snua became pregnant first, so therefore her son is the Bchor, even though the other one was born first. So the Dayanim of Vilna put up signs all over, no one should print anything in the name of the Vilna Goyen without their endorsement because the din is not correct. He said, this din is not correct. It's a nice comment on the Pasuk, but l'halocha it's not true. The baby that's born first is the Bchor, not the baby whose pregnancy came first. It's an interesting comment on the Pasuk. So the Dayanim of Vilna said the Vilna Goyen would never say that, it's against the halocha. And that's when they made an Issa. They put up the signs all the shuls. No one should print anything in the name of the Vilna Goyen without their approval. Yeah, they're still... Now they're printing things in the name of Rav Soloveitchik without anybody's approval. A lot of things, same as the Vilna Goyen. He's zeichet for the same as the Vilna Goyen. They say things in his name that he never said. Yeah.
Even according to the Kiva, certainly according to all the other sheep, is the mind that Kiddush is not zeichet. So according to the whole Stickle Torah, why is that? According to the whole Stickle Torah,
No, the Pasuk says Kisihiena. Kisihiena means Kiddush and Atopsin. So this Pasuk tells us.
Even according to Rabbi Akiva, Kiddush is typhus by that special case, and according to everybody else, it's typhus by all the other cases.
More than one case, right? We have one pasuk that says kedusha natovs and mechabi krisis, and one pasuk over here the kedusha natovs and at least by chabi yesei chabi lam. So that's the machloek zabai v'rabu. Which is the rule and which there clearly there's a rule and an exception to the rule. So this is the whole mocker of the machlekes.
I'm asking if we hold the avod
lebahanin, yeah,
shouldn't be
touched
by anything.
No, so the pasuk says an exception to the rule. Every rule has an exception to the rule. So that pasuk is the exception. And the other opinion holds, no, that pasuk is the rule, and the chavi krisis is the exception to the rule. This is the ganze machlekes abai v'rabu. Which pasuk is the rule? Which pasuk is the exception to the rule?
Aren't there any other places like it did in Mavinus and other places where if you did something that you weren't supposed to do, but
yeah. The Gemara has a whole discussion. Gemara says there are several exceptions to the rule, right? But one of these two psukim for sure is one of the exceptions. Either the chayv kris is not kiddushin tovsin is the exception, or the chayv lavin yes kiddushin tovsin is the exception. So that's the shaila. Which is the rule and which is the exception? Nachamal. So the Gemara quotes Rav Huna was a talmid of Rav. Rav Huna heard from Rav's son in the name of his father, name of Rav, that even though the Mishnah says Hashech b'Shabbos shchitos ekshir, but you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says v'nastan chavraya lemeimar, and in the chevra in the yeshiva, the talmidim, the chabura in the yeshiva said Rav Yudahi that this statement that Rav restricted the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah says Hashech b'Shabbos shchitos ekshir, it sounds like you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Rav said, no, you have to wait till after Shabbos to eat it. So the Talmidim and Yeshiva said that is Aliba de Rav Yudah. So the Gemara wants to know which Rav Yudah, what Rav Yudah, when Rav Yudah, what did Rav Yudah say that has to do with this? So the final pshat the Gemara is going to give is a famous pshat here. If you take a look on the fifth line from the top on Tezvav Amir Aleph. Amir Ashal B'Shabbos, what's the din? A guy cooks on Shabbos,
B'Isim. He want to eat raw.
Right? You're not supposed to salt it on Shabbos, so you're eating it raw. How can you eat it raw? It has full of dam. So Taisa says, and here is a raya, the dam evarm shalo pirish is mutter. If you have a piece of raw flesh that has blood in the capillaries, if you have blood in the arteries, that dam is asar. But dam evarim shalo pirish, the blood in the capillaries is considered moel habasar, that you can eat even without salting. But if you want to cook the flesh, want to cook it, so the dam is going to go out into the liquid and come back in. You're going to broil it, so the dam is going to go up, come back in, so they're going to make a treif. So then you have to remove the dam beforehand, because then it's going to be dam shepirish, dam evam shepirish. The dam evam shepirish is mutter, right? So the Gemara says, which Rav Yud is, and the Gemara is going to make a few attempts, and they're going to finally give the correct pshat on the fifth line from the top on Tezvav and Aleph. That's a famous machlokes, three different opinions, Rameh, Rav Yudah, and Rav Yechanan HaSandler. What's the din? Hamavashal b'Shabbos. A person turns on the lights on Shabbos. A person cooks food on Shabbos. A person over here, Shech Tzabeim on Shabbos. Or he carries something from one reshus to the other. Carrying is a shaila, because by turning on the lights, he created a new thing. By shechting a behemah, you have food that's edible now. Before it was also b'achila. What was the other one? Cooking, you had raw food and you cooked the food, something new. Hoytzor is a malacha grua, Tosfos says, the first daf in Shabbos. It's all just, instead of being over here, it's over there. But basically, it's the same chepzah that it was before. So Hoytzor, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Gaon, it quotes a Rashba, that there's room to negotiate. Maybe the penalty with the Rabbanon, there's a knas with the Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to get hanof from malacha Shabbos, maybe that only applies if you made a new chepzah, you turn on the light, or you turn on the air conditioner, so you see, getting hanof and a new thing. But if you just carried a book from one reshus to the other, and then you got to read the book you could have read in the other reshus, the exact same book, it didn't change. So that's a shaylak, that carrying. But so this is a famous machlek, so that's what the Gemara says, and this machlek is a mere abut. So the Gemara is going to finally say, that's what Rab said. Rab's son said over from in the name of Rab, that the din is like Rabbi. Dinner's like Rabbi Yudah. Yes. Right, B'chdei Sheyasu, the Gemara in Beitza has a Nochri. I didn't prompt the Nochri. Nochri did a Malacha for the Jew without me asking him. So the Gemara says you have to wait till after Shabbos. You should not allowed to get on Noah. I didn't ask him to do it. I didn't do Amir Liakim. He did on his own. He went fishing for me. He says, Rabbi, here's a fish. It's a fish that you can eat raw. So am I allowed to eat the fish? So the Gemara says, the Nochri did it on his own, you're not allowed to eat it, and you have to wait b'chdei she'asa. So that's a big machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, what is that all about? What is b'chdei she'asa? So Rashi always writes in the Gemara, the reason why you have to wait b'chdei she'asa, you shouldn't get hanoah from Melech HaShabbos. So Tosfos Tanya, the Gemara is talking, the Nochri did a melacha. That's called Melech HaShabbos. The Goy is permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. The Goy is not permitted. Goy is not permitted to observe Shabbos. The Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, Yom HaBalayla Lo Yishbosa. And Noach is not permitted to observe Shabbos. He has to be Mechal Shabbos. So it's still, Rashi says, it's not right. You shouldn't get Malacha. You shouldn't get any Hanoah from Malacha Shabbos. So you have to wait an hour or two after Shabbos is over, Bechdei Shiasa. So Tosfos Tanya is against Rashi. If that's so, so it shouldn't make a difference whether the Goy did Malacha or a Jew did a Malacha. He learned this Gemara to Zvav and Aleph, and wherever this is quoted, several here, Bavakame, Gittin, Beitza, other places, yeah, Ksubis, no one ever says a word about Bechdei Shiasa. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, they say, according to Rashi, you got to wait b'chdei she'as. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, no, the reason why if a Nochri does Malacha, you're not allowed to get Hanoah, and you even have to wait b'chdei she'as, nothing to do. It's not because Shalom Lehonis Bom Malacha Shabbat, the Goy is Nishke Malacha. The Chachamim knew, the Chachamim introduced this prohibition of Amira Lenochri. And they knew that it's not going to be too mazeldik. The Jews are not going to observe this then. Everybody has a Shabbos goy. Everybody, people have maids, so the maids turn on the lights. They do it. Everybody has Jews doing goyim doing malacha for them. One of the professors in Eretz Yisrael, Professor Katz, put out a whole book, Goy Shel Shabbat, the whole institution of the Shabbos goy, and he shows throughout all the generations how the whole thing developed. Everybody has a Shabbos goy. It's not right. So Tosfos says the Chachamim knew in advance that this din. They knew that this din is not going to have too much mazel. The Jews are going to violate Amir and Anochi right and left. So they said, and even if a goy, so the Jew is going to make believe as if the goy did it on his own. I didn't ask him to do it. He did it on his own. He bought the newspaper on his own. I didn't ask him to buy the New York Times. He bought it on his own. I didn't ask him to turn on the light. I turned it on his own. So the rabbi said, and even if the goy, even if it's true that the goy did it on his own, you're not allowed to get Hanoah. And even, you're not even allowed to get Hanoah Matzoi Shabbos, because they're afraid you're going to ask the goy to do the Malach on Shabbos in order that everything will be ready for Matzoi Shabbos. So they said, you're not allowed to get Hanoah till Matzoi Shabbos Bechdei Shiasu. So that'll serve as a deterrent. You're not going to make believe. You're not going to ask the goy to do the Malach and make believe that he did it on his own. It's not going to pay. Even if you're going to ask him, he's going to do on his, even if he does on his own, you can't get Hanoah till Bechdei Shiasu. So it doesn't pay to ask him to do the malacha for you if you can't benefit from it till Bechdei She'asa. So may as well wait yourself till after Shabbos over, do it on your own. You won't gain anything. So Tosfos says this was introduced as a deterrent that people shouldn't, they knew that it's going to be hard to observe this prohibition, this Issa de Rabbanon Amir and Achri. So to serve as a deterrent, so he said, even if the goy did it on his own, even if it's true, you're not allowed to get Hanoah till Bechdei She'asa. But if a Jew is doing malacha, you need a deterrent. A Jew, he needed to turn. I shouldn't ask. This tachlif neivah is the michshol. He needs something to. We're talking about Jewish people. Jewish person is not going to do malacha. You don't have to make exer the rabbanon. You have to wait bechdei she'asu. So Tosfos says the whole bechdei she'asu only if a goy does malacha on Shabbos. If a Jew does malacha on Shabbos, there is no concept of bechdei she'asu. How do we pass on halacha lemaisa? So that's a famous stira in the Mishnah Berurah. That's a famous deer in the Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos. On one place he writes like Rashi, that you have to wait Bechdei She'asa even if a Jew does the Malacha. In another place he writes like Tosfos, that Bechdei She'asa is only if a Goy does the Malacha. So there's a three volume set that a lot of people have, Kol Kisvei HaChafetz Chaim, that put all the big Svarim and the small Svarim, put everything together. So in the three volume set they have the biography of the Chafetz Chaim, which was written by one of his sons. And he writes about this contradiction. He writes that when his father, the Chafetz Chaim, had the project of writing the commentary, the Mishnah Berurah commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, so he had, the whole family was involved, and his brothers, the sons of the Chafetz Chaim, and the sons-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim, and all the relatives, everybody was involved. And he says, the Chafetz Chaim was the overall editor, but he didn't write the Mishnah Berurah. He said, Mishnah, this part of the Mishnah Berurah was written by my uncle, and this part was written by my brother. He said, that's why every so often there'll be a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah, because this was written by one person, this was written by the other person. And the Chavetz Chaim didn't check every single word. He was learning with them. He describes the way they started learning. They always looked in the Chumash first, then they looked in the Mechilta or the Toras Kohanim or the Sifrei to see what the Tanaim said. Then they looked in the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Tosefta, and the Rishonim describes the whole project, how they were all learning. And then each one did all the writing on their own. The Chavetz Chaim was the overall editor. But every so often he says there is a contradiction because the different sections were written different people. So this is Machlekes Halacha L'Maaseh, whether we should pass like Rashi or like Tesis. When a Jew does Malach on Shabbos, they have to wait B'chdei Shiyas. Because on the Daf Tezvav, in every place that it's quoted, about a Jew doing Malach on Shabbos, never says a word about B'chdei Shiyas. The only place is the Gemara in Beitza, and when a Goy does Malach, so that's what Tesis says. That's a dead giveaway. The whole B'chdei Shiyas is only when a Goy does Malach. It's to serve as a deterrent that it shouldn't pay for me to ask a guy to do malacha. Even after Shabbos is over, I can't get hanoah till b'chdei Shabbos. I may as well wait till Shabbos is over and do it myself. I'm not going to gain anything by making believe that the guy did it on his own. So the Tanoim have this machloikis. This is a famous machloikis, where a whole sugyan gittin on Daf Nun Gimel, where the konsu shogeg got to mezid, a lo konsu shogeg got to mezid. So the Gemara has many cases there. This year is Shnas HaShemitah. You're not allowed to plant trees in Eretz Yisrael. So what if a person goes ahead, he knows, and he goes and he plants a tree or he plants something. So the Gemara said there's a penalty, you have to yank it out. What if he didn't know? He didn't know that it's Shnas HaShemitah. Everybody here knows. Somehow he lived in Eretz Yisrael, didn't know that it's Shnas HaShemitah. He didn't hear. He lives somewhere on a farm. He doesn't listen to the news and he doesn't read the newspaper. He didn't realize that it's not such mita. Is there a penalty? Konsu shogeg got to mezid even b'shogeg or not? Or rechveis, he's not allowed to do malacha on chol hamoed. Fellow goes ahead and does malacha, so we penalize him. He's not allowed to get anor. What if he did malacha on chol hamoed? B'shogeg, he didn't know. He thought that it was mut. He never heard of that. Did they penalize even b'shogeg or not? Or you're not allowed to marry muberes chaver menekes chaver. Let's say a girl was married to someone else and she's nursing a baby from the other person, or she's pregnant with a baby from someone else. Then the husband dies, so she gets divorced. Now she wants to remarry. So the Gemara said there's an Issa de Rabbanon. The Gemara gives a whole reason why. An Issa de Rabbanon, you're not allowed to marry a girl who's pregnant from someone else and nursing someone else's baby. So if you've married her b'mezid, so there's a penalty, you've got to get divorced. And even if you're a Kohen, tough luck. She's going to be a grusha, you won't be able to remarry her. And if you married a b'shoigig, it's a ganze machlekes hatanoim, but they penalize b'shoigig also. Or let's say, aim about the nisa l'chatchila, the cooking soup in the kitchen. You have a big pot of soup, so someone takes a little bottle of chazer schmaltz, and he pours in a little bit of schmaltz, and you have shishim against it. So you're not allowed to do that. That's called aim about the nisa l'chatchila. What if you went ahead and you did it b'mezid? You know that you have shishim, you did it, you want to give your mother a heart attack. So you take the bottle of schmaltz and you're pouring it in, and you're, ma, don't worry, hashish. So he violated the Issa, the Rabban, Eim Avat and Issa L'chatchila. So there's a penalty, bin bitloy, mavra bitloy, you're not allowed to eat it. What if it was by mistake? He poured in the treif, he thought it was kosher. And then after he pours it in, then he realizes that it's treif, but he realizes that he has shishim. Is there a penalty there? So we paskin, no, there's no penalty over there. If he mixed it in b'shege, there's no penalty. But the Gemara brings it in. The Gemara has case after case after case. All the different cases where the konsu shogeg got amazed, a lo konsu shogeg got amazed. Why is it in the middle of Gittin? Why is it in the middle of Gittin? Because the Mishnah there says, it starts off because of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hametame Odom Hamazik is the Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Bava Kama. Odom Odli Oilam Beim Shogeg, Beim Amazed, Beim Yonis, Beim Rots. Odom Hamazik always pays, even if he was mazik b'shoigik, he didn't realize making a hezek. And there the Mishnah has in Gittin an exception to the rule. Somebody is metami someone else's truma. Or somebody is medameya. He pours in, he mixes in truma into chulin. And now, only kohanim can eat it. A non-kohen is not allowed to eat because it has truma mixed in. Or menasech, someone takes someone else's wine and he makes it into treif wine. Menasech, the yayin lavo dezarim. So the Mishnah says if he did it b'mezid, it's chayv to pay, like Adam Amazik. If he did it b'shogeg, it's pata from pay. So the Gemara says, how are you supposed to understand that? What happened to the din? Odemud li'olam b'mezid b'mezid. So the Gemara suggests that maybe this is only a penalty with the Rabbanon. Maybe Menatari, this is hezek shein anikar. If I crash into your automobile, if I burn down your house, that's a hezek nikar. I ruined your automobile, I burnt down your house. I burnt your painting, whatever you have. You have a fancy painting, I burnt it, I destroyed it. So that's Adam HaMazik. If a person is mitami someone else's truma, or is menasich someone else's yayin, and yeleska goy, did you see what he did? The guy said he didn't do anything. What's this? Everything is still intact. The guy won't appreciate the fact that he was mitamiyet, or he was menasich et labedizar. It's asabano, asabishti, asabano. So that's called hezek shena nika. Mitame v'hamadame v'hamenasich. It's hezek shena nika. So we paskin hezek shena nika is only chayv midirabban on a penalty. And lo kontu shog you go to mezid. He only made the penalty if he's mitame medame menasich b'mezid. He does b'shogig in atchay. That's the accepted pshat in the Mishnah. Why has another pshat? That's the accepted pshat that we pass on like that. So, Fang Tzohana, Gansa discussion in the Gemara, how do you deal with this topic in all other areas of halacha, whether Kansu Shogot the Mezah or Lo Kansu Shogot the Mezah? So, this is one of the many cases that the Gemara quotes there. Hamavashal b'Shabbos. Rameir is the most lenient, Rabbi Yudah is more machmer, and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is more machmer than them. So here the Gemara is going to say, on Tezvavim and Aleph, Gemara is going to say, how did Rav paskin? So the Gemara says, Rav came to Bavel, Rav and Shmuel both went by Rav Yudah Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Then they both left to go to Bavel, because they were aware that the situation of learning was very poor in Bavel, and the Balabatim, the big Amiratim that were cooking Basa B'cholov, they didn't know any of the halacha, so they felt an obligation to establish yeshivas and try to educate the public. So Rav is dealing with Balabatim who are very not learned, but his Talmidim will learn it. So for the Balabatim, Rav like Paskin and like Rav Yudah Lechumra, because if you're dealing with people, they were very sincere people. See, we're dealing today with Jews who don't want to, they're not, we're dealing with Jews who don't want to keep mitzvahs. A lot of Jews don't want to keep any mitzvahs. So if you're going to tell them all the dinim deraisa, all the dinim derabbanan, they're going to run away. So that's why Rabbanim recommend, tell them some of the dinim. Don't tell them all the dinim. Tell them some of the highlights of the dinim. At least they should get used to observing a little bit of Shabbos. You're going to tell them every single dinim, Hilchos Shabbos, you don't stand a chance they're going to observe it. But in the days of the Gemara, they were dealing with Balabatim and Bavel who were sincere. They were very religiously oriented, but they're Amaratzim, they didn't know the dinim. So Rav wanted to break them in to observe all the dinim, so he gave them mochumris. The psychology was then, if the mochumris you give them, so the more they'll become observant, and then over time we'll tell them that you don't have to be machmir so much. So the Gemara says over here that for the Balabatim, Rav was dealing with Balabatim who were such amaratzim, so he threw all the chumris at them. So he told me you have to be machmir like Rav Yudah. But for the Talmidim that he had, he was maker like Rav Meir. In other words, he held the din really is like Rav Meir. Yeah, the halacha should really be like Rav Meir over here. The lo kontu shogot amazed, but for the Balabatim, he was always machma everything for the Balabatim to get them to be more observant. And then Taisus has the shaila here. The Taisus on Tezvavim and Aleph. Mori luhu ki Rav Meir. For the Talmidim he paskins like Rav Meir, and for the Balabatim he paskins like Rav Yudah. The Taisus wants to know, what about for us? We, the Bali Taisus, are we sitting here in this room? We're not the Amaratzim of Rav's Balabatim, but we're not on the high level of Rav's Talmidim. So we're in between. So do we have to observe the Chumrah? Do we have to observe, because Rav taught for the Balabatim, you have to give them all the Chumras. So for the Balabatim, I have to be Machmah like Rav Yudah, constantly show God the amazing. But we're not the Amaratzim of Rav's Balabatim. But on the, so maybe we're like Rav's Talmidim. That's what Taisus says. Talmidim, he passing like Rav Meir. So Taisus says, Mashmah Shekein Halacha. Maybe that's the din. So we should observe. Oh no, maybe we're not as learned as Rav's Talmidim. They were Amoraim. Rav is the first generation of Amoraim. His Talmidim, second generation of Amoraim. So maybe since we're not as learned as his Talmidim, even though we're not as far from observance as his Balabatim, so maybe we should have the Chumris. That's Taisus Dion. Do we have the Kula like Rav Paskin for the Talmidim, Lahokil, like Rav Meir? Or do we have to have the chumrah that he paskin for the Balabatim like Rav Yudah? So that's the shaila. So that's what the Gemara is going to come out here. The first comment on after the Mishnah Yudalanim and Aleph is that Rav's son Chia Bar Rav says over in the name of his father, the name of Rav, that Hashecha b'Shabbos Chitos Ekshei Rezen Achon. That is correct, but you're not allowed to eat it on that day. And the Talmidim and Yeshiva said that's based on Rabbi Yudah's shita. The Gemara is going to ask, which Rabbi Yudah? They're finally going to say, Ashecha de Shabbos, Kantu Shogot the Mezid, so you're not allowed to eat it the whole day. Ashecha de Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat you're not allowed to get Hanoah from Malach and Shabbos the whole day. So first the Gemara is going to try, they're going to experiment with other Rabbi Yudahs. Maybe it's this Rabbi Yudah, that Rabbi Yudah, until they're going to get to the final pshat. No! It's the famous Rabbi Yudah, the Machlok Zamer Rabbi Yudah, where the Hamavashal de Shabbos, how far do you go with the penalty? So the Gemara asks, hey Rabbi Yudah, which Rabbi Yudah are you talking about that you're not allowed to eat at Bosayom? So first the Gemara thought, oh, there's a famous Machlok Zamer Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon regarding Muktzah. So it must be that this is an issue of Muktzah. You had a live animal before Shabbos. Live animal is Muktzah. Then you shecht it in the middle of Shabbos. So maybe it should be a Shaila of Muktzah. It was live animals are always muktzah. Live animals are muktzah, even if you have a pet. People have puppies or kittens or canaries or whatever, or birds, nightingales, whatever you have. So the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim say that even pets are also muktzah. Live animals, also the shtamish balachem, made a separate Easter. You're not allowed to be shtamish balachem, so they're all muktzah. So then in the middle of Shabbos, the live animal turned into a piece of flesh, a sheikh of the Shabbos. But before Shabbos began, it wasn't a piece of flesh. It never had hachana. The pasuk says, "Vehichinu es hasheyaviu." The month falls 6 days a week. Shabbos, the month, is not going to fall. V'hoya b'yamashishi on erev Shabbos yulkatu lecha mishna. They should gather double portion because on Shabbos the month is not going to fall, and they should cook and bake es hashetofu efu es hashetavashlo bashelu. Whatever you're going to cook, you should cook at Shabbos. At Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to bake. So everybody should cook the month before. And it says in the pasuk, they should prepare all the food for Shabbos. And the Gemara uses that term, the whole din of muktzah is only midirabbanon. Most of the Rishonim hold din of muktzah is only midirabbanon, but it's there's an asmachna in that pasuk. So the Gemara uses the lashon behechinu, hachane muchan is the opposite of muktzah. Muchan means the food was prepared before Shabbos. If you would ask the balabasta, he doesn't have to say befer. You would ask the balabasta, do you think you're going to eat the kugel? Said, of course, I made the kugel special. Do you think you're going to eat the soup? I cooked the soup special Shabbos. Do you think you're going to eat the challah? Yeah, I baked the challah special Shabbos. Do you think you may eat the matzahs? We may decide, we have boxes of matzahs still, we may decide to eat the matzahs. So anything that you would ask her, on Erev Shabbos, do you think you may want to eat that? Anything where the answer would be yes, that's called muchan. That's muchan, that's prepared. I'm in Mukham Shabbos. Anything that if you would ask on Erev Shabbos, let's say you have ice cream in the freezer for a birthday party on Sunday. So the ask on Friday, do you think you're going to eat the ice cream? No, the ice cream is for the birthday party. Shabbos is a short Shabbos. We're going to be fleshing the whole Shabbos. No one's going to have any time to eat ice cream. So that's called, that's a Shaila Muktzah. That's the original Machlekes, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah holds that the ice cream in the freezer for the birthday party is Muktzah. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, we pass like Rabbi Shimon. That if food is food. So anything that's food, even if you would ask the balabasta, do you think you're going to eat it? And let's say you have a Pesach Diga dishes. So you ask the balabasta, do you think you're going to use a Pesach Diga? Say, of course not. Pesach Diga dishes. I'm going to eat it, but chametz, I have to buy new Pesach Diga dishes. Then in the middle of Shabbos, they find out they just won the Irish sweepstakes. And the wife says, the first thing we're going to do is buy new Pesach Diga dishes. We're going to use the old Pesach Diga dishes for chametz. In the middle of Shabbos, they find out. So before Shabbos, you would ask her, do you think you're going to use Pesach Diga Dishes? Of course not. Like the ice cream in the freezer. Of course not. That's for the birthday party. So that's a machlekes, Reb Meir. That's a machlekes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah. Whether there's muktzah on the food, the oichlim or the kelim, let's say I have a tuxedo. I don't wear a tuxedo on Shabbos. I wear a tuxedo. You go to a wedding. I don't, but some people wear a tuxedo. I have, let's say, a tuxedo I wear. I don't have. Let's say I have a tuxedo I wear on Purim. That it should look funny. So someone's going to ask me on Erev Shabbos, do you think you're going to wear the tuxedo on Shabbos? Of course not. That's miyuchad for weddings, that's miyuchad for Purim, whatever. Have a Purim outfit. Then in the middle of Shabbos, I decide I want to wear it. So that'll be a machlekes, Reb Yudah. And Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah would say, any kelim or any ochlam that it's umdir in the muchach on Erev Shabbos that you don't plan to use it, that would be muktzah. And we don't pass like that. We pass like Reb Shimon, then it's not muktzah. So first, the Gemara thought, that this is when they said, Aliba de Rabbi Yudah, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. It must be the Rabbi Yudah, Muktzah. On Erev Shabbos, if you would ask him, do you think you're going to eat the animal? How can I eat the animal? A live animal, what? How can I eat the animal? I didn't shecht it on Erev Shabbos. And then someone came along and shecht it in the middle of Shabbos. It turned into a piece of flesh in the middle of Shabbos. turned into a piece of flesh in the middle of Shabbos, and it wasn't Muchan. So the Gemara thought, maybe that's the Reb Yudah that they're talking about. Frag the Gemara, hey Reb Yudah, on the fifth line from the top of Yudah, hey Reb Yudah, which Reb Yudah are you talking about? That according to Reb Yudah, you're not allowed to eat the behemoth that you shechted on Shabbos. We're talking like this, I'm talking eating it raw, because you can't cook it. I how can you eat it raw? You didn't salt it either. So that's what Tosafot says. But here is a raya that dami varm shalot pirish is mutter. That's how we pass on Shulchan Aruch. Some raise the possibility that dami varm shalot pirish, maybe it's only on flesh. What about liver? Tosafot has a lashon later. I think we learned that Tosafot has a lashon in Perek Halabos. The covet is kula dam. So what about also raw liver? You're allowed to eat. The covet is the kula dam. So we paskin, yes, even covet, this Sviriyesh has a chub like that. Even covet, even liver, which is kula dam, also. If it's dami varm shalot pirish, you're allowed to eat the raw liver. It's not going to taste too good, but strictly speaking, there's no isa dam. It's called moil habasar. When you cook the liver, if you didn't broil it in advance, you didn't salt it, you didn't broil it in advance, then the dam's going to go out, it's going to come back in, then it's going to be asa. Dami varm shalot pirish is asa. Because when there's no pirish, I say it's the juice of the flesh. So Nachum also, first the Gemara thought it's Reb Yudah. Hey Reb Yudah, Amar Ababa, oh the famous Reb Yudah, the Hachana, that is Mukta. Muchan and Mukta are opposites. This non, we have a Mishnah Masech HaShabbos. Mechatchan has had deluin lifnei habehema. Deluin are some kind of vegetables, okay. There's hanveil lifnei haklovim. Tanakama says like that, Rabbi Yudah Eimer, you're not allowed them. Lohois and Avela, Me'av Shabbos, Asura. Yeah, what are the dinim over here? What's it mean? What does it mean? Mechatchnes hadluin lifnei habehema. So the Gemara Masech HaShabbos has a machloikes hamorayim. What does the first line mean? Before you, the second line has hadvela lifnei haklovim, that's a machloikes Rabbi Yudah and Tanakama. Before you get to the second line, what's the first line? What's the issue? So the Gemara has a machlekes. One opinion is that the deluin, the sliced deluin, is a big tircha. It's going to be a big tircha. So we only permit you mechatchnas adluin if the vegetables are so big, a pumpkin so big, and my dog, I have a puppy in the house. My dog cannot bite into the pumpkin. I have to feed something. I don't know if dogs eat pumpkin. I'm making up the story. I don't have the puppy in the house either. So let's say my puppy can't bite into the pumpkin, so I'm permitted to cut the pumpkin to enable the dog to eat. But let's say there's a piece of flesh that the dog can eat, and I want to make it easier for the dog. I want to cut it up. He's an old dog. His teeth are falling out, so I want to cut up the deluin to make it easier for him. But he can really eat it the way it is. So one opinion in Gemara is you're not allowed to. Because it's a tircha shalol, the tzorach, so you're not allowed to do it. The only time you're allowed to do it is if the deluin are so gigantic that the dog won't be able to eat. Then you say, mechatchnas adluin lifnei habehema. Then it's permissible. The other opinion in the Gemara is, punkt faker, machloek is amaram. The other opinion is, punkt faker. If the deluin are so big that the dog can't eat it, then it's misak and mana. I make it roi lachila. The Mishnah says in Beitza, that if you have food which is tevel, fruits and vegetables and grains that grew in Eretz Yisrael, everything is tevel until you're going to be mafresh chumas and maisus. So you're not permitted to be mafresh chumas and maisus Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? The Gemara says because it's misakin mana. It was not edible beforehand, and after you're mafresh chumas and maisus, you make it edible. So if you have a big pumpkin and the dog just can't bite into it, the dog doesn't have such a big mouth, and by my cutting it into smaller pieces, I enable the dog to eat it. So that'll be a malachim eder rabbanon on misakin mana. Just like hafrashus trumas and maisus, real misakin mana is if you have a broken fork and it's all twisted and you turn it back into the right shape. Mana is a kli. So misakin mana, I fix a broken kli. That's awesome. Misakin mana by ochlim, we assume, is only eder rabbanon. So to be mafresh trumas and maisus on tevel is an isa eder rabbanon. So that's the same over here. If the behema cannot eat the deluin, unless I'm going to cut it up, then tarmanish. Then you're not allowed to cut it up, because that's misakamana. The only time you are allowed to cut it up is if the animal can eat it anyway. I'm just making it easier, so then there's no misakamana, then it's mut. The other opinion in Gemara was punk faker, that if the animal can eat it without my cutting up, then it's called the tircha shalol. It's not a malacha, but it's an isa tircha. In addition to the lametes malachas that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to move all the furniture around the house. let's say every weekend when the husband doesn't go to work, so the wife decides she's going to make the kitchen is going to be the bedroom, bedroom is going to be the dining room, dining room is going to be the kitchen. Every week they're going to change all the furniture. So he's not going to do any malachas, but to move all the furniture from one room to the other, upstairs, that's a nisa tircha. You're not allowed to do tircha unnecessary on Shabbos. So that's a machlekes amaroyim. It's interesting, this Mishnah, Mechatchna Sadlun, if they have aimer, this is quoted the first daf of Masechet Beitzah, Beitzah Beisah Min Aleph. So there, Rashi and Taisvis, each one writes a different pshat, and the Sfasemis points out that both pshat and Rashi and Taisvis are the machlekes amaroyim in Masechet Shabbos. Neither Rashi nor Tosis tells you that. Each one writes a different shot, and that's the Machlokes HaMaraim HaMasech HaShabbos, the end there. Shabbos Kuf Nadvav. What case are we talking about? So that's the first half of the Mishnah. First half, Mechatchna Sadlun is not a topic of Muktz at all. It's a question of Mesakamana Bayochlim, or a question of Tircha Shalal Tzorech. That's the topic. So it says, you're allowed to cut the Dlun. The second half, Meshanveil Lefnei HaKlovim, that you're permitted. If you have chametz b'pesach, that's asa b'hanor. So something that's asa b'hanor, you can't feed it to the dogs either. You can't feed it to the goy, you can't feed it to the dogs. Because if you feed it to the dogs or to the goy, you're getting hanor out of it. You're saving yourself money if you're going to feed it to the dog. You give it to the cleaning lady, so she's going to be makatoiva to you. To give it to anochri hamakiro, to anochri whom you know, is going to be makatoiva. And he's going to give you back something in exchange. So that's considered getting hanor. When you give a matana to a nochri hamakiro, then you're getting on. If you give a matana to a nochri she'ena makiro, then it's a nisa lo sechanim. That you're not allowed to give a matana lo sechanim. It says you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to a nochri. So if you give it to your cleaning lady, you give it to your next door neighbor who's a goy, that's not called lo sechanim. A nochri hamakiro is kemochra loy. The Tosfos quotes it as after. That's considered kemochra loy. Means you're going to get something back in exchange. Cleaning lady is going to do a better job because you gave her extra, more than you promised to pay her. So she says, oh, your next door neighbor is going to do you, he's going to be my Shabbos guy. He's going to turn on lights, turn off the lights whenever I need some help. Everybody has a Shabbos guy? Yeah. So if you give them a ton to an Achri Amakiroi, then it's no Issa Lo Sechanim, but it's going to be an Issa Hanor if it's Isri Hanor. So if you have Chomiz Bit Pesach Zasmanor, that's considered Muktzah. Because it's not Michael Adam, it's not Michael Behemoth. He said there are four categories. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, there are four categories of things that are mekabel tuma, odem mekelim ochlim amashkim, and those things have chashivas that they're mekabel tuma. Anything doesn't fall under those four categories is a piece of junk, and that's why it's not mekabel tuma. Money is considered muktzah also. So the Gemara says the dinam amuktzah, a pattern after the dinam deraisa called the tikkun rabbanan kain deraisa tikkun. The Gemara said, the Dinam of Mukta pattern after the Dinam of Kabbalah Stuma. They really wanted to prohibit handling anything on Shabbos. Exerish Emayotzi. They're afraid you're going to, if you allow people to move the Sefer in the house, the people may decide to move the Sefer and to walk in the street. So they really wanted to prohibit handling anything. But that would make life impossible. You can't take off your clothes, can't put on pajamas, you can't look at the watch, you can't eat food, you can't handle anything on Shabbos. Exerish Emayotzi. So they didn't want to. That would be a gzerish and roiv atzi b'chol ma'am. That would be impossible. So they only made the gzeri. Not allowed to handle things that are then called co junk, things that you don't use anyway on Shabbos. So what should we establish? How should we establish what's junk? So they patterned the definition of junk after what's not mekabel tuma. The four categories of things that are mekabel tuma, because they have chashivas, are the mekelim ochlim amashkin. Whatever doesn't fall under those four categories, that's considered junk. So for the purposes of Kabbalah Stuma, it has to be Davka Michael Odom. If you have a stack of hay, that's Michael Behema, the horses can eat it, that's not Mekabel Tuma. But for Shabbos purposes, we don't use the exact same definition over there. You have Kalim that are not Mekabel Tuma, let's say Klei Adoma, Klei Avonim, Klei Glolim are not Mekabel Tuma, but they're not Muktzah on Shabbos. Or let's say Odom is Mekabel Tuma, only a Jew, and Nochri is not Mekabel Tuma. He's going to say, Nochri is Muktzah. Nochri is not junk. Odom kelim ochlim amashkim. The basic outline of Hilchas Muktzah is patterned after Hilchas Kabbalah Stuma, but all the details don't follow. The Gemara has discussions to what extent do you carry over the details from Hilchas Muktzah, from Hilchas Tuma, Kabbalah Stuma to Hilchas Shabbos. So the second half of the Mishnah, the Machlokes Abayin and Rabbanan, is about Nevela. Nevela is Mutabachila. So it's Michael Behema, so it's not Muktzah. If it would have been Chometz B'Pesach HaBosah B'Cholob D'Raisa, that's also Banoah, that would be Muktzah. It's not Michael Adam, it's not Michael Behema. You're not allowed to feed it to the Goyim, you're not allowed to feed it to the Behemas. We're talking Nevela, and Nevela is Mutah Banoah, so it's not going to be Muktzah. So the Tanakhama says Nevela is not Muktzah, so he permitted to feed it to the dogs, whether the animal was already dead before Shabbos began, or the animal died in the middle of Shabbos. Nevela is not Muktzah, and because Mutah Banoah is Shein. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Melochais and Nevela Meyarv Shabbos." If the animal died in the middle of Shabbos, so it wasn't Michael Behema before Shabbos entered. So then you say, "So that Lefishena Min Amuchan, Muchan and Muktzah are opposites." Rabbi Yehuda says, "This is Muktzah." If you would ask the Balabas on Erev Shabbos, "Do you think you're going to eat from this animal?" Say, "Of course not. It's a live animal. How can I eat?" It says, "How can I eat the animal?" You could ask him, "Do you think you're going to feed it to the dogs?" Achadish. It's a healthy animal. Why should I'm going to wait till next week and I'm going to shecht and I'm going to eat it myself. Why should I feed it to the dogs? So if he'd ask him on Erev Shabbos, "Do you think you're going to eat it?" He would say, "Of course not. I'm not going to eat it. I didn't shecht it and I'm not going to feed it to the dogs. It's a kosher animal. I'll wait till next week and shecht it." So Rabbi Yehuda says, because it wasn't Muchan Mibod Yom, so therefore it's Muktzah. Alma, what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Kevin Dolei Iskan, it was not Huchan. It wasn't Min HaMuchan. It says, Ve'echinu Eisa She'aviyu. That's the whole asmachta for all of Hilchas. Muktzah is only with the Rabbanan, but the whole asmachta is that pasuk by the man, Ve'echinu. So Kevin Dolei Iskan, since it wasn't Huchan, Me'esmol on Erev Shabbos, Asura, because it's Muktzah, Hachinami over here as well, Ashechet B'Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, if you would ask him, "Do you think you're going to eat the animal?" Of course not. How can he eat the animal? He didn't shecht it. He's not going to shecht it on Shabbos. And then someone came, a Jew came and he shecht it. If a guy shechts, it's an avela. A Jew is going to come and shecht on Shabbos. Only my father, a Jew is going to shecht the animal on Shabbos. So kivin do liyiskan meyasmol asura. That's how Rababa suggested. The Talmidim and Rab's yeshiva all thought that Rab said you're not allowed to eat the behemoth today on Shabbos. The shechita is good. If you can't eat it today, it's probably based on Rabbi Yehuda's shechita. Yeah, but we don't pasch like Rabbi Yehuda. Why should Rav say like that? That's a shaila. It was probably based on Rabbi Yehuda's shechita by Muktzah. That since on Erev Shabbos, if we ask the Balabas to eat plenty, this animal would say no. So that's defined as Muktzah. That would be defined as Muktzah. Who said that? Amar Ababa. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye Tainis. It's not correct. Even Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. Lomid boy, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, pass like Rabbi Shimon. But even Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, it's also not correct. Amalei Abaye mi dami, there's no comparison. Even Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say the same over here. Hosam by the Nevelish and Isnabla, the Erev Shabbos. Hosam Eikar Muchan La Adam. On Erev Shabbos, you have a healthy cow or a healthy bull. So he would ask the Balabas, "What do you plan to do with this bull?" He's going to wait till it gets fatter and then he's going to eat it. So even though he's not allowed to shecht it on Shabbos, but if you ask, "What is the bull, the live cow or the live bull, or the live sheep?" He say, "Michael Adam, I have to shecht it, I have to salt it, I have to cook it, but basically it's Aymer Lachilo Sodom." Then, in the middle of Shabbos, it's Nesnabla, it drops dead. So it's Michael Adam, Shenishtan Aliyah, Michael Behema. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds it, that's Muktzah. Michael Adam, Shenishtan Aliyah, Michael Behema, that's called Noilad. Parim Chadoshes. It's a different thing. Michael Adam is one thing, and Michael Behema is a different thing. Hosam Eikara, Muchan Adam. It was a healthy animal, and he planned to save the bull or the cow or the sheep or the goat, whatever, till it's ready to time to shecht it, and then he would eat it. He didn't shecht it yet. Now it dropped dead in the middle of Shabbos, now it's only Michael Behema. So Michael Adam, Shinishtan Elias, Michael Behema, Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's Muktzah. Bahocha, over here in our case, Hashech B'Shabbos, what did he do? On Erev Shabbos, it was a kosher, healthy cow, and he was planning to shecht it next week, next month, next year. He's going to wait a while till he shechts it. It was Michael Adam. Then someone went ahead and they shechted it on Shabbos. So it's Michael Adam, Shinishtan Elias, Michael Adam. So it's not Muktzah. Muktzah is if its status changed in the middle of Shabbos. Before Shabbos it was Oymed Lachila Sodom, then in the middle of Shabbos it drops dead, now it turned into Michael Behema. That's Noilad. Abahocho, in our case, Mekor Muchalonim Hashta Muchalodom. So that's, even Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's not Muktzah. So the Gemara says, Is that so? What Abai said, is that so? That a normal live animal, a farmer has a farm, and he has live animals, has a bull, cow, he has a sheep, a goat, he say, the live goat, the live cow, is Michael Adam. But just, let's say you have a package of cornflakes that's all sealed up. So it's Michael Adam. I didn't open up the package on Erev Shabbos. I'm not going to eat, who has cornflakes? Friday night you have fleshig, Shabbos morning you have fleshig, you don't have breakfast before you go. Who's going to eat cornflakes on Shabbos? But the box of cornflakes is Michael Adam. So what do you say? You have a live animal roaming around on the farm. You say it's Michael Adam. You label it as Michael Adam. So the Gemara asks on Abaye, is that true? That a live animal that's roaming around, mi sabris, the Gemara asks on Abaye, mi sabris beimim b'chaya l'achiloi medes. You think that that's correct? That a live animal is aimed l'achilo, so it had a shame Michael Adam before Shabbos. Then when someone shechts it in the middle of Shabbos, it's Michael Adam shenishtan liyas Michael Adam. And it's the same Michael Adam. The Gemara asks, isn't it behema b'chaya l'gadlai medes? Maybe it's like a machine. Let's say I have a goat and I milk the goat all the time. Or I have cows and the cows give birth to vladas, l'gadl vladas. So it's like a machine that produces milk, a machine that produces vladas. Why do you say that a live animal is zayim l'achilo sadam and has a shame Michael? Maybe I should label it as a machine. The Gemara raises the issue. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, if you're gonna think like that, that a live animal is a machine, so it only became Michael Adam in the middle of Shabbos when you shechted it. So then it's not going to be muktzah, according to Rabbi, it'll be noilad, because it didn't have a shame Michael Adam on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara kasha ihochi, if that were true, behem the Rabbi to be on to behechir shachtinan. The din is that Oichel Nefesh is mutar on Yontav. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, there's no heter on Oichel Nefesh. But on Yontav, there is a heter Oichel Nefesh. Included in Oichel Nefesh, Bizvana Gemara, was they had no refrigeration. So whenever they wanted to eat flesh, they had a shecht it soon before. We have refrigeration by us. So even if the person is a shechet, he doesn't shecht the chicken on Yontav. His wife has chickens in the freezer that were shechted 5 years ago. He doesn't shecht it today. So you're only allowed to do Eichel Nefesh on Yontav if the normal Mishnah says you're not allowed to go fishing on Yontav. So all the Rishonim ask, why not? Eichel Nefesh. So the Ramban explains, you only permitted, the Ramban on Chumash has and the Ramban on the Gemara has it. So the Ramban says, you're only permitted to do Melechas Eichel Nefesh on Yontav if that's the normal way you normally do. If people want to have fish for supper, they don't go fishing that day. They may not be successful, may not catch anything. So you go fishing sometime in advance. Let's say harvesting. People, I wanna have fresh challis. So the balabasta is gonna go harvest the grain today on Tuesday. He's gonna harvest the grain today and grind it up today and then make the dough out of it, then bake it. No. Someone, her husband harvested it already. And had someone else make it into flour. She's not gonna harvest the grain and make the flour. She's going to take flour and mix it with water. That's why milisha v'yelach heter Eichel Nefesh on Yontav, because milisha v'yelach from the kneading process, that's normally done the same day that you want to eat the food. But the harvesting from the ground and the grinding up to make the flour, that's normally not done soon before you're about to. So today it's not normal to shech the behema on the same day that you're interested in eating the flesh, even if the husband is a shechet. He's going to have frozen meat or chicken in the freezer. The wife is going to take off in the freezer. He's not going to ask him to shecht today. So today is probably an isa deraisa to shecht on Yontav. It's not included in Eichel Nefesh. But Bizman HaGemara, they didn't have refrigeration. That's what Rashi always writes. They had no refrigeration. So chashin ala michma bisra, flesh is going to get ruined. So that's why you're permitted to shecht behemoths and chickens on Yontav. So the Gemara asks, but if you're telling me that a live animal is not really called Eichel Adam, a live animal is a machine. A live animal is I made legadl vladas. A live cow is I made lachaliva. Or if you have, let's say, an egg farm, so all the hens are I made legadl beitzim. So the machines, they're not Eichel Adam. So how can Reb Yehuda permit anybody? How can you have a shecht an animal on Yontif? It should be muktzah. the animal was a machine, that in the middle of Yanta B'Shecht there's going to be a machine that converted to become Eichel Adam. So it was Eichel Adam on Erev Yantav. So Abai is proving that you have to say that the live animal was an Eichel Adam. The live animal is Eichel Adam. Amalei, so Rav Abba argues back with Abai, he says no. Amalei, Amedes Lachila. What does he say? Live animals are both. Amedes Lachila ve Amedes Lagadel. Live animals, you sometimes use them to milk them, and sometimes legato vlodas, and sometimes to give off eggs, and sometimes you the oimed lachila. So they're both. So if you're going to shecht it in the middle of yantif, at the time you're shechting it, it's up in the air. Is it a meichel adam? Is it oimed lachila, or is it a machine? But then when you make up your mind on yantif at 11 o'clock in the morning that you want to eat the chicken and you go and you shecht it, so it's huva adavala mafreya. That this one was Aymed Lachila, so therefore an Erev Yantav was a Muktzah, relying on Breira. A live animal, Amalur, Rabbi answers, a live animal is both Ameres Lachila and Ameres Lagadil. If Nishchato, if you shecht it on Yantav, it'll be Huver, Adovah Lamafreya, that the Lachila Ameres. If Loi Nishchato, if it turns out you don't shecht it on Yantav, it'll Huver Adolagadla Ameres. So then it'll be Muktzah. Sure. So that's how Rabbi is defending his. Rabbi said, that what?
Turns out
to be the end of it. You have to wait till after. See what happens. No, if he decides he wants to shecht it on Yontif, so then we'll say, Huvra Dolam Afreya, that on Yontif it was Zaymed Lachila Sodom, and I had a shame, Michael Adam on Erev Yontif, and it's not that it became Michael in the middle of Yontif. It's not a Noila that it should be Muktzah, it was always. Freg de Gemara. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe. Halesle Rabbi Yehuda Breira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in Breira. That's it all. Machlokes Hatanoim. There are different kinds of cases of Breira. So the Gemara quotes one case, but it's a different kind here. The last four lines. The Gemara quotes, how do you know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in Breira? The Gemara says, Meditanya. Halakech Yaim Ben HaKusim. The Kusim were Jewish. But and if the kusim were non-Jews, so it's yayin akum, so you're not allowed to drink it. There already was a gzeri, not allowed to drink yayin akum. So the kusim were Jewish. The only thing is, the kusim are not so careful about hafrashas, trumas, and maestras. For themselves, they were careful. They wouldn't eat any tevil, but they didn't believe lifnei v'lisita michshol. They'll sell you food, that's treifa food, and I'll tell you, sell you bilaguz, I'll tell you that it's kosher. What kind of shtick is that? They say that misasik. Whatever you don't know won't hurt you. If you don't know that it's treif, so as far as you're concerned, it's not treif. That's exactly what misasik means. Misasik means, let's say, a guy opens the door on Shabbos. He didn't know that by opening the door, he turned on the lights. So he doesn't have to bring a korban chatas. That's misasik. If a person didn't realize what he was doing, that's called misasik. So strictly speaking, let's say a person eats chalev b'shag, he goes to a kosher restaurant and he orders a kosher meal and they give him food, and after he finishes eating the food, then the waiters run out from the kitchen and say, Gevald, we made a mistake, we gave you chalev and the drink was dam. He ate chalev dam. So he violated the issa chalev dam b'shagig, so he's chayv chatos. So one should say it's misasik, he didn't realize that it was chalev, didn't realize that it was dam. The restaurant has a hashgacha, he thought everything was kosher. So the Gemara says, Misasik b'chalav ma'ara is chayv shekein nehenet. You can't say Misasik is potter from chatos by macholos asuris. So they didn't accept that. They held that Misasik is a heter and kol hatar kula. If the person thought that it's kosher, I know that it's treif. I can give you a tray for food as long as I know it's treif. I'm not going to eat it. But if I give it to you, you don't know that it's treif. So if you don't know, so as far as you're concerned, you're not doing any aver. So that's why they didn't believe in lifnei iver in this case. Other cases, they could be that they would agree that it's lifnei iver. But over here, this is not lifnei iver, because whatever you don't know won't hurt you. So I'm buying wine from the kusim. So it's kosher wine. The kusim are not goyim. It's yein Yisrael. But the kusim are chashudim on lifnei iver. They're going to tell me it's gemaiset, because since I don't know that it's tevel, so it's misasik. So misasik is no maisa there. So whenever you buy wine from the kusim, later on the Tanoi made a gzera, the kusim adina kakim l'chol dover, and their wine is also b'achila, like yein akum. That was later, in the days of Rab Meir. We heard already, we had already earlier in the pair. But this is from the earlier generation, before they made Agzer. So, Lakeach Yayim Ebein HaKusim, he buys wine from the Kusim, he needs wine for Shabbos. So the din is he has to be mafresh chumas and maisa, because he can't trust the kusim. The chashudim alef neiver. They tell me it's all gemaisa, but they're not concerned about lef neiver. But I'm late for chul. I just bought the wine and I don't have time to start pouring out 2% truma in this cup and 10% maisa rish and 9% maisa rish. I have no time, so I'm on my way. I'm running to chul. So I say I'm mafresh now. After Habdallah, I'm going to come back home. I'm going to pour out some of the wine into one container and designate it as Truma. I'm going to pour out 2% as Truma, 10% Maiserish, 9% Maiserisheni. So I say now, on Erev Shabbos, as I'm running to Shul, Shnei Lugan Shani Yasa Lahafish, 2 out of 100. 2% that I'm going to set aside on Mitzoy Shabbos. As Truma Gedolah should already be, those droplets of wine should already be Truma Gedolah now. And the 10% I'm going to designate on Matzai Shabbos as my submission should already become my submission now. And the 9% I'm going to designate my submission should already be my submission now. So whatever I'm going to drink on Shabbos is not going to be the Truma Gedolah. It's not going to be the my submission, not going to be the my submission. I said, Shnei Lugan Shani Yosid Lahafrish. But those droplets that I'm going to pour. So the Tana who holds Yesh Bereira holds that's legitimate. That's what he says. Oimer, let him declare, 4 lines on the bottom, Shnei Lugan Shani Yosel Lahafrish, 2 out of 100, 2% is Truma Gedolah. The Gemara says, normal people give 2% as Truma Gedolah. If a guy feels that he can't afford it, then let him give, instead of 1 out of 50, let him give 1 out of 60. If he wants to be very benevolent, wants to be very generous, let him give 1 out of 40. You shouldn't give 10% as Truma Gedolah. If you want, you can give 99%. You can't give 100% as Truma Gedolah. You have to have Rashis, Truma is called Rashis. You have to have Rashis, Shasharan, you have to leave something off. So the normal amount is to give, Mida Beninus is you give 2%. That's normal. So he says on his way to Shul, he's running an Arab Shabbish. Now, look, Mishani Yasser, Lahafrish, 2% of droplets of wine that I will designate on Matzai Shabbos, wherever they are in the barrel, they should already become Truma Gdorla right now. Arrange Truma. Asar are the 10%, 10 out of 100 that will be designated on Matzai Shabbos as Maisa Rishoin. Should already be Maisa Rishon now. And then Maisa Sheni is 10% of what's left after taking out the first 10% of Truma Gedolah. So that's going to be approximately 9%. So Tisha, the 9% that I will pour, that I will designate on Matzoy Shabbos as Maisa Sheni, should already be Maisa Sheni now. And then he even wants to take care of the problem of the Maisa Sheni, so he's Poida. That's how Rashi learns. He's Poida the Maisa Sheni now. Mechel means it's Mechalel. He's paid in the Maisa Sheni now. That's a Rashi. That's a Mechel. That's a Maisa Sheni. The Shaysa Miyad. On a Friday night, he can already use the wine for Kiddush. Relying on Matzai Shabbos, he's going to pour the Truma Gedolah, the Maisa Sheni, and is ready Gemaiset. All the Truma Maisa was Chal before he started to make Kiddush. Because he said, those droplets of wine which I will designate on Matzai Shabbos should already be Truma Gedolah now. So when he drinks the wine on Friday night for Kiddush and so on, everything is already gemaisa. Who says that? Divrei Rab Meir. Rab Meir obviously thinks the Yesh Bereira. He holds that the Truma is Chal now on a Dov Sheina Mevura. Even though you don't know which droplets of wine are going to be the lucky winners. Which are going to be the droplets of wine that are going to be poured into the first container on Matzai Shabbos. If he would have said, Shnei Lugan Shani Yosed Lahafrish B'Matzai Shabbos Arehin Truma Likisha Afrish, they should become Truma when I pour it, that would be the holidays. That's not an issue of Yesh Breira, Ain Breira. I can say Harei Mekudeshesli as of tomorrow night. I can give a get to my wife now. I should take effect in June. And you can be Mafit Shuma Lachazman. I can say the 2% that I'll pour into the second cup on Matzoi Shabbos should become Shuma on Matzoi Shabbos. If I say it like that, that's the holidays. That's good. I don't want Huvra Adavala Mafreya. But here I want to drink the wine on Shabbos. That's not sufficient to say the 2% that I'll designate as Truma Amatzai Shabbos should become Truma Amatzai Shabbos when it'll be clarified, which it is. Teignish, I'm drinking the wine on Shabbos and it's still Tevil. I wasn't Mafresh yet. So he wants the Truma and the Maiserish and Maiserish to be Chal and Mafre. He wants it to be Chal now. Right now it's not yet Mavur. I don't know which droplets of wine is going to be. So that's the famous Machlekes Kenyava Chalekes and Adova She'ena Mavur. So the first Tanaim says yes, the Rab Meir, there's no problem. And the other three Tanaim disagree. Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosef, Rab Shimon, Oisrim, they all disagree. So why did they disagree? So the Gemara says, oh, we know why they disagree, because they hold the embrayer. You can't have a chalais and a dovish ein mevur. So the Gemara says, you see, the Reb Yud is one of the three Tanaim who disagrees with Reb Meir that he holds the embrayer, even though he made it Tanai. He said that 2% that I'll designate, that I'll pour into the container on Mitzvah Shabbos, should already become Truma Gedolah now, even though he said a Tanai Mole. It doesn't. That's not a valid Tanai, because you cannot have a chalais and a dovah she'ena mevura. So Kal v'chaymer, in this case, when an Erev Yontif, an Erev Shabbos, he never made a Tanai. He just has hens, so he has goats, so he has sheep. The oimid l'achila, the oimid l'gadel, and l'oimid for both. So you're going to say, yesh breire. If it turns out in the middle of Yontif I shechted, it's huvadah l'mafreya, that it was oimid l'achila, and it was had a shem aicholodim before Yontif began. Before Yontif began, and it's not that it became Oichel in the middle of Yontif, it was always Oichel. Why? Because Huva Adava Mafreya. The beautiful holds, you don't even say Huva Adava Mafreya when he made it tonight, but Peh. He said, Shnei Lugan Shani Yosid Lahafrish, the droplets that I will designate on Matzai Shabbos should become Truma Gedoyla now. Even when he says it, it doesn't work Medin tonight. Kavacham, if he doesn't say. So that's what the Gemara said. How can you say that? You can't say according to Rabbi Yudah. The Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah holds, whenever you shecht an animal in the middle of Yontif, let it be muktzeh. Every animal you shecht, so it must be, you have to say Saimid Lachila. So if Saimid Lachila, every normal animal is Saimid Lachila, so then why did the Talmidim say that it's going to be muktzeh over here on Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara said, no, maybe it means like this. Every animal, every kosher animal is Saimid either Lachila or Legadel. It's questionable, is it, do we treat it like a machine, Oimid Legadel, Oimid Lachloiv, or you treat it like Oichel? And if you decide you want to shecht on a yontif, Huvra Dovah Mafreya was Oimid Zachil. The Gemara said, what do you mean? Rabbi Yudah doesn't even believe in Yesh Breira when he made a Tanai. If Hisna, here he didn't make a Tanai, for sure he would say Ein Breira. That's the Gemara's Taina. So the Gemara says, it's not true. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir holds Yesh Breira. The three Tanaim disagree with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim. Why are they Oisrim? You're telling me because Ein Breira. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah, Ein Breira. The Mishnah gives a different reason why. Hasam, the Gemara says, no, Kedik Tani Taima. The Mishnah says, these three Tanaim disagreed with Rabbi Meir. Amru Lai, they all gang together. Amru Lai, the Rabbi Meir. What's going to happen? He's drinking all the wine on Shabbos for Kiddush and Shalashudas and everything. Then, before he gets a chance to be mafresh Shumas Mais on Mitzvah Shabbos, the whole barrel cracks and all the wine spills out. So it'll turn out that there never was anything. Became Truman. He said those droplets of wine that will ultimately be designated on Mitzvah Shabbos as Truma should already become Truma. Now, it turns out nothing was designated. If Yibaka Hanod, if the barrel is going to crack, so it'll be Igloi Muslim Affair, nothing was Truma. So the Gemara says, Hasam, in that Mishnah, the reason why Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shimon disagree with Meir has nothing to do with Ein Breira. Maybe they agree that Yesh Breira, but the reason why they don't allow such Afrosh Allah Tanai, because they argue with Rabbi Meir. Yat the Maida, don't you admit to us? Shemi Boka Hanad, Rim Sushos and Tvalim Lamafreya. Amalahem, Sir Meir says, no, it's not Likhishay Boka. If it'll crack before he's mafresh on Matzah Shabbos, it'll turn out nothing was chal. Why should he be choshes that it's going to crack? So Rabbi Meir laughs at them. Shei Boka, it's not going to happen. You don't have to worry about that. So the Gemara says, where do you see that Rabbi Yudah holds Ein Breira? Maybe Rabbi Yudah holds Yesh Breira. And every live animal is aimed either lachila or legadel. And if you shecht it in the middle of Shabbos, so I should consider it really mukta. It was Oimid Legadl, it didn't have a Shem Oichel before. Then you shecht it all of a sudden, have a Shem Oichel. How are you allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif if it's going to be mukta? No! Huvar Adovah L'mafreya. If you shecht it on Yontif, so it's a Gloy Milsa L'mafreya, that was always Oimid L'achila. The Gemara says, maybe that pshat is correct. How does Abai know that pshat is not correct? But over here, Yishtel Zav Chazake. He says the node is around already. It was manufactured a few years ago, and it didn't crack, so we assume it's going to be around. And the other Tanaim, no. Chazake always means, I assume status quo, the situation didn't change, but I can't predict into the future. The situation is not going to change. Shama Yamas Chashinim, Shama Meis Loi Chashinim. That's the Mishnah in Gittin. A man sends a shliach to deliver a get to his wife, and the man is old already. He's in his 60s, whatever. So the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah has a, it depends what age. Between 7 and 80, he's not Becheskes Chai. Over 80, he is Becheskes Chai. Younger than 7, he's Becheskes Chai. And over 80, he is Becheskes Chai. Between 7 and 80, so the Gemara says, no Cheskes Chai. My father always used to be between the age of 7 and 80. He was always worried he's going to die. He has no Cheskes Chai. After 80, he wasn't worried. He lived on to 94. After 80, the Gemara says, it's smooth sailing. You don't have to worry. But between 70 and 80, it says, Shmei Shehen Abhem Shivim Shona. So after 70, there's no Cheskes Chai. So the Mishnah says that if the husband sends a shlech to deliver get to his wife, and the husband was a little sick, not deathly sick, he was a little sick, so the shlech can deliver the get on the assumption the husband is still alive. He doesn't have to be afraid that maybe the wife needs chalitza. Maybe the husband died already. Why? Because hishtalav cheskes chai. But can you predict in the future that since the husband didn't die, we know the husband is alive now, we can predict he's going to be alive next year? No. Shema Yomas Chashina, Shema Meisler Chashina. Chazok only goes Lisha Ovar. We assume status quo, nothing changed. But you can't predict into the future that nothing is going to change. Things will change. So that's over here. Rab Meir is not concerned, maybe it's going to crack. Yishtalof to Chazok. And the others say no. Shema Yibaka, no. You can't predict into the future based on the Chazok from the past. We better continue next week. We left off in the middle. Okay, we'll have to go over this again to explain what's Breira, what's the topic. It's interesting. They point out the Yerushalmi never talks about the machlokes yesh Breira and Breira. In the Bavli, it's all over the place. Yerushalmi never discusses a machlokes yesh Breira and Breira. It's like the Bavli's haven't been another. There never was a machlokes. Everybody agrees yesh Breira. But the Bavli holds that it's a major machlokes. Okay, believe that, and next week we'll have to continue. No, next week I'll be here. Next Wednesday, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael next Wednesday, and I'll be away for 2 weeks. And then the second week on Wednesday night, I'll be able to come back, the night before Thanksgiving. The Wednesday, I think, November 26th, believe that, I'll be able to give a shiur. Okay. But the next two Tuesdays... next Tuesday, again, next Tuesday I will give a shiur.
Okay. 1 week.
Then the next...
1 week you'll be away.
No, two Tuesdays I won't be here. And instead of Tuesday the 25th, I'll give a shiur on Wednesday the 26th. Yeah, one Tuesday will miss, yeah. You have in the middle of Parshas Vayera, the Malachim come to Avraham Avinu, and they tell Avraham Avinu they're going to destroy the city Sodom. Why? Because of the good the Maisim Tavim, because they deserve to be punished. So I would have said, let him drop that. The Rishoyim Arurim. So Avraham Avinu is a holy tzaddik, and he's mispower for these Rishoyim. Soft and human beings, even though they're Avayonim, and the Malachim coming with the Shlichas from the Rabban Shalom sent them in person, they should go destroy the five cities, Dom, Bamor, and the other cities. So Avraham Avinu is a good Jew. The Gemara says, all of the Jews have this genetically, Rachman and Baishanim, Gomli Chasadim. And in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, the Ramo quotes from the Gemara that if you're holding by Shiduchim and you see that there's a person doesn't seem to have the three midas, Rahman, Mashanim, Gam, Chasadim, you have to be choshish, that you have to check him out. Maybe he's not Jewish. Maybe he's really an Ochri. All the Jews have these midas. Avraham Avinu bends over backwards, handling with the Ribbono Shel Olam, arguing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ola yesh chanim mishim tzadikim misachuyeh. Maybe there are 50 tzadikim. Maybe the 45 tzaddikim, the 40 and 30 till he bargains down to 10. It's really against his interest. Avraham Avinu is trying to preach monotheism in the whole world. These people are preaching about it, practicing about it. It's against his interest. But still, they're human beings, so the Rabban Shalom, so Avraham Avinu feels Rachmanis for them, and he's mispalled with the Rabban Shalom. Should Nishgeholfen, they weren't even Asura tzaddikim, they weren't 10 tzaddikim, so it didn't help. But you see that the proper attitude should be that even though the people are Rishoyim, if they're roidifing me, they try to kill me, so I'm not going to be mispala that they should have a Yeshua, then I pray, I pray to Rabbanu Shalom, they should drop dead. That not roidifing Avraham Avinu, they're roidifing the Rabbanu Shalom, but the stuff called self, they are human beings. That's the famous Medrash. The Medrash says that that right before Kriyas Yamsuf, as I say, the Bnei Yisrael crossed over the Yam, and the Mitzrayim were over there. And how does it say? V'lekarab zeh zeh kol alayla. So the Medrash says zeh zeh is reminiscent of the Lashon v'karal zeh zeh v'yama by the Malachim. The Malachim sang Shira. V'karal zeh zeh kadosh kadosh kadosh. So the Medrash says, Biksha Malachim Hasheres loy mashira. The Malachim wanted to praise. They wanted to sing Hallel over the death of the Mitzrayim. But Baruch Shalom said that's not right. Masayad tov mayam. Even though they were Rishoyim and they deserved to die, but it's not right that the Malachim should sing Shira over Mapalosim Shal Hashem. So here also, Avram Avinu was a tzaddik and he loved all mankind. He was supposed to pray even for the Rishoyim. He was supposed to pray that they should be chayzer b'tshuva. He was supposed to pray that they should be nitzel. So this shows the rachmonis of Avram Avinu. Even though it was counter to his mission in life, he's trying to educate the whole world. Hanefesh hashirasa b'choron. The Rambam says he had tens of thousands of people who were following him when he was preaching monotheism. And here, this whole city is against. They're preaching rishis and avla and apikursas, but still, sof kol sof, they are human beings. They have to try to bend over backwards. We have to follow Avraham Avinu.
He says
chato and mechot both mean sinners.
Sinners.
Chato means a person who is a physical embodiment of sin. Chayte means a person that did another, but it's not the physical embodiment of sin. So you only pray itam chatoim. You pray that they should drop dead. Those are mamish kol kulam. No chance they're going to be close to the truth. But the person is a chayte.